The first thing that we should understand this morning from the text is that Christian thanksgiving is unique. And it should be unique. There is a thanksgiving that is going on in the world today. This is a national holiday, and many people, most people today, are in some way celebrating this day of thanksgiving. Everyone does it. And some even with a very good attitude. They're appreciative people. They're not bitter about their life. They gather together with neighbors and family, and they seem to have a very grateful heart for what they're doing. But it's important for us to understand the uniqueness of Christian thanksgiving. What does an unregenerate man do on Thanksgiving Day? Well, there are perhaps three basic attitudes in the hearts of unregenerate men today. Some today believe in good luck and fortune. And they believe that life in this world just keeps coming at you, and sometimes bad things come at you, and other times you're lucky and good things come at you, and if you're lucky, well, then you should be happy about that and grateful for that. And maybe you express your thanksgiving to other people who have been good to you, but there's no God behind the things that come to you, and there's no thankfulness to express to some divine being. You're just happy today because you've been lucky in life. Or there's a second attitude which is more fatalistic. Well, there's a preset course to things and events in this world, and there's some abstract force behind everything that happens in this world. And life is like a set of dominoes of causes and effects, and sometimes good things are going to come and sometimes bad, and you just have to expect that in life and resign yourself to it. And again, there's no one to thank. There's no God behind these things. Or a third attitude, a third category of unbelieving people is this, that they believe that they are able to control the destiny of their life. And today, many are getting together and congratulating themselves and thanking themselves or others for the good things that have come to them in their life. Their education, their smart financial decisions. These are the things that have brought them what they have today. Or a fourth attitude today among unregenerate men is this, that they perhaps realize that there is some God, and they're unhappy with this God, and they shake their fist in the face of God today and say, how does God dare to bring to me these bad things that I have going on in my life? All of these have one thing in common, and it's expressed very well in Psalm 10 by the psalmist. There is no fear of God before their eyes. So the Apostle Paul describes it this way in Romans 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Because they will not acknowledge God. There's no thankfulness in their heart before God. And instead, 2 Timothy 3, verse 2, this is the attitude. They are lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now, all of this is in contrast to Christian thanksgiving. And Christian thanksgiving is unique, and it ought to be unique, because behind the thanksgiving of the child of God is a deep God consciousness. In Psalm 16, verse 8, the psalmist says, I have set the Lord always before me. The word thanks that's used in the text here and that's used throughout the scriptures means literally to acknowledge another or to point to another. And in thanksgiving, that's what the child of God does. He constantly, in everything that comes to his life, is looking towards God, directing his attention towards God, and acknowledging this comes from God. That's Thanksgiving. And so Thanksgiving is not something that we just do today. We don't just come together on this day of the year, which has been set aside as a national day of Thanksgiving, and suddenly we start to look at all the good things that have come to us in our lives and express gratitude to God for them. But Thanksgiving is a way of life for the child of God. And the uniqueness of Christian Thanksgiving is this, that he's constantly living in the consciousness of God. I've set the Lord always before me, and he's constantly acknowledging God in his daily life and everything that comes to him in life. And that comes out in the text. Thanksgiving for the child of God arises out of his Christian living. The exhortation in the text, in everything give thanks, is one of three, and they all go together. And the phrase at the end of verse 18, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, is not only speaking about the beginning of that verse, but also verses 16 and 17. This is a description of the life of the child of God who lives in the consciousness of God. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. That's a description of what the child of God is, what the Christian is in this world. His thanksgiving doesn't stand alone, but it's a part of his rejoicing in the Lord. The apostle says in Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. This is the motivation for our thanksgiving, that we find ourselves to be blessed, to be recipients of God's grace in the Lord, that is, in Jesus Christ. And out of that, we rejoice. We live our lives in joy. We pray without ceasing, and prayer is God consciousness. The moments of prayer are moments when we stop and put ourselves before the Lord. And prayer is necessary because of our forgetfulness of God. And so when Paul says pray without ceasing, he's saying this, live constantly from moment to moment in the consciousness of God. This is how you should live. This is how you should walk in the earth. So we rejoice in our salvation. We live from moment to moment in the consciousness of God. And out of that arises this attitude of gratitude. In everything, give thanks. And so the first question for you this morning is this. Are you thankful this way to God? Do you rejoice in the Lord? Do you live in the consciousness of God throughout your life from moment to moment, so that out of that arises this unique Christian expression of gratitude to God?